wantonly editing memories or burning them all up without a second thought. That's how unbelievably banal my colleagues often are. But I like to wait. I wait for glorious things to fall into the past, for them to rot bit by bit, like a pile of fallen petals, until they are covered with worms named lament and hatred. Then, under candlelight, I finally pick cherished mementos to be buried with them. Ah, the thought alone is intoxicating.